What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Activist Charlie Kirk is shot and killed during an outdoor event at Utah Valley University. The president released a statement moments ago saying the great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth of the U.S. better than Charlie. He's dead. And no one had him. He was loved and admired by all, and he's no longer with us. First Lady, and her sympathies go out to Erica, his family. Charlie, we love you.
Everything was great. The conversation was not heated or anything. And then, yeah, next thing you know, we heard one shot fired, and everybody just dropped down and kind of started to go into panic mode. So my first thought was get my wife to the ground and lay on top of her.
Scott McFarland has more.
This event was publicized. This was not one of those you had to have a pass and you had to have a backdoor way of figuring out where the event was going to be held for security reasons. This was a publicized event, location and time. It was to begin at noon local time, 2 p.m. on the East Coast in Utah.
So far, there's no word of an arrest. We had an early report that someone had been detained, but that person has been released. Police are going building to building and evacuating people at the school. Governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, says on Twitter that he got off the phone with the president, working with FBI and Utah law enforcement, and they're going to bring that person to justice. The governor and his wife are heartbroken. They're praying for Charlie's wife, daughter, and son.
And as you can imagine, reaction coming in on the news, and a number of Texas politicians are now having remarks about this shooting death of Charlie Kirk.
Senator Ted Cruz called it horrific and that he is stunned. Prior to Kirk's death being known, Cruz wrote on X that he and Charlie Kirk have been good friends since Kirk was a teenager, and he called him a courageous leader. Cruz adds that he and his wife Heidi are praying for Charlie. Governor Greg Abbott took to social media saying he and his wife Cecilia were praying for Charlie Kirk and for God's healing hand to be upon him. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick asked for people to pray for his friend of many years. Kirk was shot and killed at an event in Utah. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Individuals that follow him is the fact that, you see how, we are currently experiencing lack of tolerance in the United States. I mean, you can't say or take a stance on just about anything these days because you're going to almost have somebody out there hating you, and in this particular case, inflicting harm and causing death.
So many people are calling this so many different things, but one that piqued my ear a little bit was about domestic terrorism. Are we seeing a rise in domestic terrorism as far as seeing this shooting that we saw today, the attempted assassination of the president, and so forth and so forth? Are we seeing a boldness in people, shooting out in the open?
If we define domestic terrorism as one where ideology simply is the cause as to why people are being hurt and in some cases are being killed, then I would say yes, right? Because what's happening across the country seems is that on both sides, you know, there seems to be lack of tolerance. And sadly, in some particular cases, people become radicalized and they feel like it is their role to end the quote unquote debate by killing somebody. In this particular case, in my opinion, this was somebody that knew what they were doing. This was somebody that actually staged the violent crime and knew exactly where Charlie was going to be at the time that he was most vulnerable.
Well, as a criminologist, you take a look at the forensics of something like this, and you see that the shot may have come from 100 to 200 yards away, one single shot. That takes a marksman, doesn't it?
It takes somebody that knows what they're doing, David. And then I think on top of that is, you know, from what I've read and from what I understand, the security was pretty light at the event. There were protesters, you know, that were also pretty close to him. But there's no question that this was actually staged. This was planned. And as law enforcement zeroes in on the suspect or the individuals that are behind this, we're going to learn more about the situation. But I will pull 27 years of being a criminologist to tell you that this was somebody that knew exactly what they were doing.
Dr. Del Carmen, when you have such a large gathering and so many people that were close to him, how does this investigation process unfold when so many people scattered in the moment? How do you get these people back to, you know, give them a statement or, you know, interview process? How does that work?
Yeah, that crime scene is going to be a live crime scene for a while, right? So first of all, it took place outdoors, which is always making crime scenes very vulnerable. We in the criminology business, we like it when crime scenes take place inside because of the fact that we can preserve the integrity of the crime scene. In this particular case, things are just happening, moving very quickly. But, you know, remember, too, that there's the presence of video cameras, audio equipment. People were there at the scene. And so what's going to happen is law enforcement is going to interview every single person that was there, every person that heard, saw, or even those that did not see anything, and take statements from them, addresses, phone numbers, so that we can start, you know, putting these pieces back together.
North Texas Congressman Keith Self. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us today. What was your initial reaction? Did you even think that this really happened when you heard it? I know a lot of us were just in shock.
Well, absolutely. This can happen to any of us. You know, there's only one man that is protected as well as he is, and that's the president. So, you know, this can happen because no one has the president's security around him. So, yes, this can happen. I wish that he had had more security, but a 200-yard shot, that's a big envelope.
It really is, sir. And I know Congress is in session at the time as everything was going on. The speaker held a moment of silence as well. And this really, it goes beyond politics at this point, because we're talking about the loss of a man who, a wife has lost her husband and two young children have lost their father.
Look, Charlie Kirk was murdered because he was successful. He was an evangelist for everything that's good and righteous. He was a man that lived his faith, that was open with his faith. And frankly, he was successful. He was being successful. And that's why he was murdered. He stood for the things that the left no longer appreciates.
Does something that happened like this open the doorway for more violence for people who take a stance on political views?
Well, it could. We always worry about copycats in the immediate aftermath. You always have to worry about that. But it certainly doesn't help. I told the speaker as he walks past me that your job just got harder because it was a raucous time when a moment of prayer was asked for. It was raucous on the floor of the House. And so those feelings will probably continue, because Charlie Kirk was a giant in the conservative movement.
You speak about the situation in Utah itself with Charlie and the fact that security isn't what you would see for a presidential candidate. This is just supposed to be a debate where he was starting a college tour around the country, something that he liked to do. He liked to have debates with people on both sides of the aisle.
He did. He was a very good debater, but he was also reasoned. He was calm, but he was firm and direct. So, you know, he won a lot of those debates. And I say again, That's why Charlie Kirk was murdered. He was successful with what he did.
As being someone who has a career in politics, do you have any concern or fear for your own safety as you move about?
Well, the sergeant at arms has taken everything seriously that has happened recently. They have taken measures that I won't go into, but you cannot afford, we can't afford security like the president has for 435 of us. It's just not possible. We need to take responsibility when we have local events. We do have local security at every event. But frankly, this is where we just need to be aware. We need to have the security we can. But this is not something that we want the taxpayers to pay for all of us like they do for the president.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.